Bob and Pam, you may not know it, but years ago, Wisconsin was a national leader in hemp production. Hemp was grown in fields from Platteville all the way to Superior. The hemp was used to manufacture a variety of goods, from textiles, paper, construction materials, and food products. And then in the mid-1930s, hemp became virtually illegal to grow in Wisconsin. But the 2014 Farm Bill gave states the right once again to run hemp research programs. Today, at least 30 states, including neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois, have already passed legislation allowing the cultivation of hemp. This according to the National Conference of State Legislators. And Wisconsin lawmakers are looking to do the same, legalize the production of hemp. Representative Jesse Kramer and Senator Patrick Teston are now circulating the Hemp Production and Legalization Bill, and it's gaining bipartisan support. I asked Senator Teston to explain the bill and why he has decided to co-sponsor the proposed legislation.
This was a bill that was brought to my attention by State Representative Jesse Kramer from the Milwaukee area. And it really wasn't on my radar until I did a little research and found out that at one time, the state of Wisconsin was the largest producer of industrial hemp in the United States. In fact, we had a number of farmers during World War II who grew industrial hemp to help for the war effort and used the fibers to make different things like rope. Since 2014, the Farm Bill that passed Congress in 2014 was signed by President Obama. It actually opened the door to have states bring back industrial hemp. And since then, 31 states have reintroduced industrial hemp into their states. Some of our neighbors like Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana. And so I think it's time that Wisconsin take up the torch again and be a leader and producer of industrial hemp, especially considering the fact that annually we import $500 million of industrial hemp from places like Canada every year. So we have an opportunity here to bring back a crop to Wisconsin, to allow our farmers to diversify their crops. And more importantly, it's not a water-intensive plant. And when you take a look at all the benefits from the paper industry, whereas trees that we grow in the state for paper take 60 to 90 years before they're ready to harvest, industrial hemp takes 90 days. And it's actually the fibers are more versatile than wood fiber and wood pulp, and then some of the other things that you can use industrial hemp for, whether it's construction materials. The fibers themselves are stronger than carbon fiber. Even some of the medical aspects of it, the dietary benefits of the industrial seed and oils, you can use it for CBD oils to help for people who suffer from different ailments such as seizures. And also the seeds themselves, the oil, the seeds within the oils have more omega-3s than some fish oils. So there's a wide range of uses and different products that industrial hemp can be used in.
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks of it. What's it going to take to make hemp production legal again in Wisconsin?
Well, so far, we've got the bill that's been circulated. We've got a strong group of bipartisan legislators from the Democratic side, the Republican side. And so we're in the process. We're waiting for the bills to get a public hearing in both the Assembly and the Senate. But I'm confident we'll have that opportunity to have people come down to Madison and testify in favor or against. And hopefully we'll get this to the Assembly and the Senate floors and to Governor Walker's desk.
Recently, Governor Walker signed into law the use of some cannabis oils for just what you were talking about, medicine, if you would, to help aid in the reduction of seizures and stuff like that. But just to clarify, marijuana and hemp aren't the same deal, are they?
They aren't the same deal at all. And initially, that was one of my hesitations, because when you talk about industrial hemp, most people think, well, that's marijuana. But the truth is, they come from the same cannabis family. But what separates marijuana from industrial hemp is the THC. That's the psychotropic drug that gives you that high feeling. In marijuana, that's a concentration of 8 to 12%, and some strands even higher, because it seems that some growers are looking for more concentrated THC levels in the marijuana plant. In industrial hemp, in our bill, we say it can exceed 0.3% THC concentration. So I often joke with people that, you know, if someone wanted to try and get high off industrial hemp, they could go smoke an entire field of it. Worst thing that they're going to have is a headache and probably a bad cough for a few days. The other thing, too, is that you know, some people that when we talked about this bill had concerns that, well, people are going to grow marijuana within the industrial hemp fields. They can certainly try, but Mother Nature is going to do her work. Anyone who tries to grow marijuana in an industrial hemp field, the industrial hemp will actually dilute the THC concentration in the marijuana plant to the point where it's going to kill the plant. On top of that, we did our homework and our due diligence working with law enforcement officials as well as the Department of Justice that anyone who wants to grow industrial hemp, they'll have to get a license through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, but they'll also have to pass a background check. So if they have any previous convictions of drug trafficking or narcotic charges, they're not going to be able to grow the plant, and they're also have to they will have to submit the GPS coordinates of where the plants are being grown. So we believe we've done our due diligence in the creation of this and to alleviate some of the fears. Even when I've talked to some of my colleagues in the Senate who have had an aversion towards industrial hemp because my initial concerns, I always associated it with marijuana. But when we've sat down and talked to them and gone over just like we have here, they come around and realize, you know what, this is a good bill and a fantastic opportunity for our farmers here in the state.
Once again, we're talking with Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston of the 24th District. When we talk about opportunity for our farmers in the state, you know, is this a crop that could be easily substituted for, let's say, growing corn?
I think anything that we can do to help diversify a farmer's portfolio, especially when commodity prices are as low as they are, and oftentimes we see some of our farmers selling things below cost, that if they can incorporate a new item into their fields, well, it's going to benefit their bottom line to make sure that they're able to take this product to market that supports their families and their employees.
Is there any ideas right now as far as attracting businesses to Wisconsin to actually manufacture or use this crop that we have?
Well, right now I think it's important to know that this is just to open the door for that process to begin. If we can get this through and the governor signs it into law, then certainly if there's opportunities for others to come into the state and bring new jobs and opportunities here, I think we should be more than willing to entertain those ideas. But more importantly, I mean, just the fact that right here at home, I mean, people I've talked to about this bill all across the political spectrum and different backgrounds, they've indicated interest that, you know, they want to grow this plant in some cases right in their backyard if they're able to. And so there's a lot of optimism about this, and I think that's great.
Explain to us what the biggest hurdles are today.
Well, absolutely. Education is the key. Like I said, initially I had concerns, but after I did research and talked to and worked with Representative Kramer, it alleviated those concerns. And I think the more that we talk to people and we get the word out there about this is, what we aim to accomplish in this bill, then I don't see any reason why people are going to be staunchly opposed to this. Now, granted, there probably will be some. That's just the nature of how things are. But the vast majority of people that I've talked to, even the ones who are hesitant, once you sit down and actually have the conversation with them and educate them on all the different benefits of this versatile crop, they get on board with it pretty quick.
All right, give us a realistic timeline. When should we expect a vote or something to happen with this hemp legislation?
My hope is that we'll, before this session's done. Obviously, we introduced this bill a couple months ago, and so we're in the process now of just having it put into the committee hearings. Because we're obviously right now with the budget going on, that seems to be where all the attention's being focused, but I'm confident that we should have this hammered out this session.
Well, there you have it, Bob and Pam. Wisconsin's already importing literally tons of hemp. And we could be growing that crop right here in Wisconsin, supporting Wisconsin farmers, if Senator Patrick Teston's and Representative Kramer's bill is passed into law. In closing, Senator Teston said that he encourages everyone to do their own research on hemp production. And be sure to let local lawmakers know how you feel about the hemp legalization and production bill that is now circulating. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.